Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The exclusive home for Red Sox baseball. Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence Boston. A Radio.com sports station.
This hour of the Greg Hill Show live from Fenway Park is brought to you by the Northeast Men's Clinic.
And now,
baseball, man, this is just unbelievable.
Like, swing a drive into center field out of Fenway.
Baseball.
And Yastrzemski.
He didn't win anything.
Cultural change is hard.
Yastrzemski never won anything.
I know,
the impossible dream lost. It was a nightmare.
Still broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Everybody be safe tonight
and safe,
tomorrow.
Guys.
All across the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Or streaming at WEEI.com.
And the radio.com app.
Intercom.
This is
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
Good morning.
With your host, Greg Hill.
No. He stretches in front of the team and only a jockstrap.
Wow, yes. That's impressive.
That's how Greg gets ready in the morning.
That's what I do. And by the way, it's not a small jockstrap.
Little guy.
It's a medium-sized jockstrap. Ladies.
Featuring Greg's trusty sidekick, Danielle Murr.
Yes, I have mine. Let's go, R. Kelly. I'm coming with you.
Do you have your passport?
As the blood goes from one place to the other, and you lose all sensibility.
Joined by Nick Fitzy Stevens.
There's plenty of people down there that are not terribly happy about the sign.
Whoa.
Wow. Okay.
What, within
is that
the,
a report?
Are you saying within the bowels?
Uh-oh.
Sources are overflowing with
I
Nick
know.
This
is
Mrs. Dorsett, Bob Kraft telling him he hated the signing.
Oh, but let's just Fitzy sit at the kids' table and just call him the honk. And then
it's a Wiggy Wednesday.
Go Fitz Yourself Friday.
And still here, Ken and Curtis.
I swerve when I listen to Mutt at night. It's very weird.
Can you just please leave Mutt alone?
Curtis? Mutt here.
And this is a show you appear on. What happens to the shows
He's
you don't appear on?
My best friend. I love him.
Do something different. One time, Curtis.
Nobody loves Mutt more than me. I had to work with him for 6 months. It was brutal.
Typical Chris.
This texter is referring to you in a negative way for the cheap
I
shows.
Talked to Mutt last night.
Curtis and Ken, I love those guys very much.
He's a great guy. Great dad. Poor driver.
Oh.
Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
There's no gray area whatsoever.
Where the
Yeah, I'm not getting into all that.
Jesus Christ!
On Sports Radio.
Cheers. I'm crushing the bears. I'm watching the Pats.
From your lips to God's ears.
WEEI.
WEEI now.
Well, one correction. We're not in beautiful, safe Brighton, Massachusetts. We are in freezing cold Kenmore Square. From the Sam Adams deck at Fenway Park, and it's September. How is it 41 degrees or whatever it is?
Feels like opening day.
It does. Yeah, you're right. It does feel like opening day, and the Red Sox wish that it were opening day. Wait a minute. Did I just say that?
Too soon.
I cannot say enough about the Boston Red Sox and the fact that they are hosting us here today for a broadcast from America's most beloved ballpark. And we got a bunch of listeners coming over for breakfast, and we're going to take everybody to lunch afterwards at the Capitol Grill. And Curtis's father was kind enough to pick up the tab for lunch today, which is...
What a guy.
Do you have Daddy's Amex with you?
Got it ready. The Platinum card is ready for Capitol Grill today at lunch.
Now, we probably don't have time to get into this, but I know he pays for your cell phones. How old are you, 36?
5.
35? Does he give you? Do you still have a credit card that he pays for?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. You do.
Amex.
Yeah, an Amex.
Yeah,
he likes the
card.
Points.
You're 35. You don't look a day over 48.
I feel like I'm 83.
Oh, my God. It is. Greg, I just want to remind you, it's summer.
Do you have a bunch of one-liners ready about how cold it is?
No, I tell you right now, it's colder than Hillary Clinton's election party.
I think some areas actually got a frost overnight, which is depressing.
Yeah.
It's depressing. I get
it
depressed about it.
I got to bring my plants in, guy.
Yeah, no, I get really depressed about it. But we are here. We'll be joined on the show this morning by Jim Cook, who, I will say this, I can most likely guarantee that he will start the interview by uncorking a Sam Adams of some kind and drink. That's all he does.
Please.
Is he drinks.
Does he? I mean, is he going to bring like a midwinter stout for us or something like that? Like
probably.
He's got to be ciceroning his way to something that'll keep us warm, because I'm hoping we spend the morning arguing, Greg, because that's the only way we're going to stay warm.
Well, I'm sure we could argue. But what would we argue about? I mean, what's in the news sports wise on the radio station? Is anybody talking about Antonio Brown at all?
Antonio Brown. Ken's got a big news story on Antonio Brown's social media page.
Yep.
And some issues with the team.
Oh, Ken, boy. Your lead is not going to be Antonio Brown.
Yes,
is it?
Sir.
Please, it is.
We didn't fill the 1/3 quotient yesterday. We were way under.
I listened almost to the whole entire afternoon show yesterday, and all they were talking about was Antonio Brown. And I was like, guys, there's other things that are happening in the world around you. Like wake up, embrace the new reality.
Well, Ordway said that Eli getting in the Hall of Fame is good news for Edelman. No idea how he made that comparison. Two totally different positions. They did that for an hour, which I thought was good.
Well, I actually thought it was. I listened to Lou, and Lou was talking about how he thinks Mahomes is already a Hall of Fame quarterback.
What?
Yes. Did you hear that?
I missed that part.
Yeah. But maybe he does. If you look at him on paper, maybe he is better than Eli Manning when it comes to what he's accomplished. I mean, it's early. Don't you think it's early?
It's a little early, but he has a better career than Eli's ever had right now. So
I think the rest of the country wants Eli Manning in the Hall of Fame only because he defeated the New England Patriots.
That's right.
That's it.
That's
in,
right.
In two Super Bowls. That's the only. Don't you think that's the only reason?
Yeah, because he prevented the Patriots from having 8 Super Bowls and a perfect season.
Right.
So the insufferability prevention is the main reason why people want him in the Super Bowl. 2 quarters of football, Greg, and 2 postseasons does not earn you a trip to Canton. Because otherwise, if it's 2 Super Bowl wins, Jim Plunkett is on line 1, and he thinks he deserves a shot because he's got the same career resume guy.
All right. Well, we are at Fenway Park, a chilly Fenway Park, and we will be here all morning with Sam Adams and a bunch of winners and Jim Cook at about 7, and I believe that Brock Holt is going to join us at 9.
Great.
Is that about when that is happening? So, in addition to that, we got to get to this right now.
This is...
Oh, Ken, not bad. Digging deep for Iggy Pop, and go ahead and dig deep for your lead right off the bat here this morning.
Yeah, well, we're going Antonio Brown, whether you want to or not. Now, I mentioned earlier in the week there is an asterisk hanging over the Patriots if they don't get rid of this guy, a moral asterisk. Somebody said, is it a cheating asterisk? No. Well, I've changed my mind. This is becoming a new scandal for the Patriots. I call it Pressgate. We have yet to hear Antonio Brown speak, and the local media is not doing anything about it. Antonio Brown posted on Instagram yesterday, it can get scary when you legendary, filled with a bunch of clips from local media articles. That was taken down. The Steelers had to put up with this guy's media nonsense. The Raiders did. Somehow the Patriots are going to get away with this. And here's Tom Curran on Dale and Keefe yesterday.
It's not going to be a high yield. My journalistic sensibilities are not that offended by him not talking because I don't care what he says.
So Tom Curran and the media, they don't care. They're going to shield this guy from the media all year. It's unbelievable they're going to get away with this. It's smart by Belichick, but it is breaking the rules. Plain and simple. This is cheating.
But why do you think the local media is giving him a pass?
I don't know. That's a great question. That is a great question.
I think they're exhausted. I think, Greg, they're already exhausted. I think we all have AB fatigue, which there's no known cure for.
Well, I think my hunch is they're circling the wagons, as you know what I'm hinting at there. But, you know, hopefully a few step up and start to complain because the fans deserve to hear from Antonio Brown.
Curtis believes it's because they're fatigued from covering Mike Yastrzemski.
Oh, my God.
That's what you believe.
With Mike Yastrzemski in town, there is no time for Antonio Brown talk. You have to just remember when his dad once caught a fly ball in this left field. It was spectacular. Anyway, for me here, Greg, this morning, yesterday I was perusing the internet, and I came across Colin Cowherd, national radio host for Fox Sports,
who discussed why Tom Brady is the single greatest athlete in the history of professional sports.
In the history of professional sports?
Yes.
Really?
He said that his career is the greatest. Michael Jordan and Wayne Gretzky were the two comparisons that are usually considered the top of their respective sports.
Yeah.
And that Jordan has 6 titles. Bill Russell has almost double that in his sport. So he's not even the biggest winner in the history of the NBA.
Huh.
Wayne Gretzky had a 10-year span where he never won anything. Tom Brady's career with 6 Super Bowls, no NFL player at any position has that. And if you split Tom Brady's career into 2 10-year spans, they're both Hall of Fame careers.
Yeah.
First 10 years, wins 3 Super Bowls, wins an MVP, goes 16-0. The next 10 years, wins 3 Super Bowls, wins 2 MVPs, and wins 2 more Super Bowl MVPs. His career is the greatest career for any athlete in any sport.
Nick needs a uniform change.
Curtis.
Somebody
clean up an aisle, Fitzy. Can I get a smoke and a Sam Adams, please?
Wow. The single greatest athlete ever in the history of sports.
Any sport.
Any sport ever. I mean, what about Muhammad Ali?
I think he was saying team sports, okay. So not individual, like Phelps or Ali or other individual athletes.
Or the Golden Bear.
Or Mike Yastrzemski, but he's still young. Yeah.
Would Brady, if there was an American sports Rushmore, would Brady be one of the 4 faces?
Oh, of course he would.
Oh, my God.
I'm the honk.
Yeah, of course. All right, thank you, Curtis.
All right, this morning from my lead, we got some audio, some very telling audio from Teddy Bruschi joining OMF. Yesterday that I want to share later with you, Greg, which proves that Teddy Bruschi's like the rest of us. In the interim, I'll go with this. Tom Brady did not participate in practice yesterday. He was limited. Some will point to that it's Brady management. I say this. He's got AB fatigue. I'm with Ken.
He's got Antonio
Brown fatigue. He couldn't make it out to the field because he's so tired of Antonio
Brown. They're getting sick of him. Even they are getting sick of him. And Tom Brady took a day off.
The honk is with FT Laird. Brady has AB fatigue.
All right. Danielle, what do you got?
The first Halloween 2019 costume controversy has landed on our doorstep, and it's the complaints over the sexy Mr. Rogers costume. Mm.
Oh, not who I think of.
Dale is screwed.
When I'm thinking sexy, I don't think Mr. Rogers.
It's a little outfit with a zip-up red crop top that mimics Mr. Rogers' sweater, a little pair of gray booty shorts with a belt and a black necktie, and a lot of parents, specifically moms, are complaining that this sends the wrong message to children in relation to their childhood favorite Mr. Rogers.
Huh. Icky right. Baluki.
Like to come by and play Prince Wednesday there.
How about Mr. Feely?
Yeah, you would think that it would be the sexy Mr. Feely costume, but probably not in the Me Too era.
No, you can't do that.
All right. Well, I was reading some things last night, and I came across an interesting announcement from Plenty of Fish.
Oh,
I wasn't on Plenty of Fish. I came across the announcement in the news. Plenty of Fish has banned the use of filters when it comes to your profile picture.
I love it.
And for me, this is the most positive thing that is going to happen when it comes to these dating apps, because all I ever hear on this show from Danielle and others is that nobody is using an actual, relatively recent photo of themselves, what they actually look like when they are on Plenty of Fish or Tinder or Match or any of those.
Correct.
So for me, this is a really positive step, because those of you who are on those sites might actually be able to figure out what the person that you're going to go on a date with or have a rendezvous with actually looks like right now in this day and age.
What's the upside of that? Because they're going to meet you and not like you.
You got to hook them. You got to hook them, and then you chat, and that's when they learn what your personality's like, and then you show up in person, and then you keep them.
Your personality is that you're disingenuous and you're lying.
Right? Who isn't, Curtis?
We're all liars, Curtis. You work in radio. We hate each other.
I mean, you thought people on those sites were telling the truth?
I don't know. It just seems like a short-term plan.
Yeah. All right, well, the show is coming to you from a very cold Fenway Park this morning from the Sam Adams deck up above right field. And we will be joined later on this morning by Jim Cook from Sam Adams. And then we'll be joined by Brock Holt from the Boston Red Sox. If you would like to call and be a part of the show this morning, you could call 617-779-7937. That's 617-779-7937. Or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. This is the Greg Hill Show.
Dale and Keefe with Wiggy every Monday and Wednesday from 10 to 2. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
All trending now, guys, brought to you by Boston Laser. If it's LASIK, it's Boston Laser. Tom Brady limited at Wednesday's practice with the calf issue. He is expected to be a full go today, Fitzy, per the ESPN report, so we'll see if that's true. But James Devlin missed, Shalique Calhoun missed, and several limited, including Marcus Cannon, Caleb Benenock, and Matt LaCosse. Of course, it doesn't matter because they're playing the Jets. They had seven players sit out, including Sam Darnold and Demaryius Thomas, four others limited. Patriots and the Jets, 1 o'clock Sunday. NFL Week 3 getting underway tonight with Thursday Night Football, 1-1 Titans at the 0-2 Jags. Antonio Brown.
Can't wait to not watch that.
Has that line creeped up? What was it, 23 yesterday?
Yes, it was 23.
Has it creeped up to 20?
Let me check.
It's got to be 25 by the weekend. It has to be.
You think Cowboys goes off higher, though, because the Dolphins are in town?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could be 25-26 by kickoff.
Yeah.
No criminal charges for Antonio Brown in Pennsylvania for his 2017 alleged sexual assaults. That two-year statute of limitations up there. Red Sox pounded 11-3 last night. Giants manager Bruce Bochy cruising to his 2,000th win. Only a couple bright spots were Yaz throwing out the first pitch to his grandson and Rafael Devers' 30th homer. He's the second player in baseball history before the age of 23 to hit 30 homers and 50 doubles in a season. Final game with our crew there at Fenway today. 1:05 first pitch. Noon pregame on the Shaw's and Star Market WEI Red Sox Radio Network. With Sean McDonough, Joe Castiglione, Lou Maloney, and Will Fleming on the call. And David Price officially shut down, so you won't see him anymore this year. Wraps up with 22 starts, 7-5 record, and a 4.28 ERA. He will allegedly see doctors in the coming days to determine any further medical course of action. Also, J.D. Martinez and Mookie Betts missing. Who knows if they will be shut down here soon as well. And the Bruins play the Flyers preseason game number 2 tonight.
Oh, and by the way, Yaz and his grandson working the EMC club pregame. So you'll handling the bar area for a couple hours if you want to go up and get a photo.
Mike Yaz will be actually on Dan Roach's back getting a piggyback ride around the stadium.
Can they hug us and keep us warm?
Yes.
Stop whining, Fitzy. Enjoy the park. Breathe it in.
I know.
That's enough out of you. Jeez.
I mean, really, what are you whining about? It's September. It's supposed to be summer. It's supposed to be 38 degrees.
Yeah. What global warming?
It's the Greg Hill Show.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With a microphone in one hand and a Sam Adams in the other, it's Greg Hill, live on WEEI.
Tom Brady is going to break every playoff record. Michael Jordan doesn't own every playoff record. Tom Brady is going to break every statistical quarterback record. If you didn't know Brady's age and you just watched him, you'd be like, oh, he's like 32. He's not 42. Watch him play. He doesn't look close to it. So all these dominant numbers, minimum two more years of him? We've always considered the most dominant team sport athletes to be Wayne Gretzky in hockey and Michael Jordan in basketball. It's not close anymore. Brady has lapped Gretzky. And he's lapped Michael Jordan.
The lead from Curtis this morning was Colin Cowherd saying that Tom Brady is the most dominant team sport athlete in the history of any sport.
And it's not even a question. The way he laid it out, it's unbelievable that people even were talking about last year, is Aaron Rodgers better than Tom Brady before that big Sunday night NBC game, that was this national conversation, whether he was even the best quarterback in the history of the NFL. He's the best team sport athlete of all time.
And you feel fully confident seconding that nomination. You have no issue with that whatsoever.
I felt like I was like listening to someone preach at church and just saying hallelujah, amen. That was exactly how I feel about Tom Brady. He encapsulated it perfectly.
But isn't it too early to say that?
No, he's 42. He's already basically played two careers in the NFL, and he's dominated every other player, right? He started and Favre was great. He outlasted Favre and won titles. He was a contemporary with Peyton Manning. He had a much better career than Peyton Manning. Then all these people, Roethlisberger, Rodgers, Eli Manning, Drew Brees, have come in after him, and he's outlasted them and won and outclass them even in their prime.
So we're at Fenway this morning. Why is there no one from Major League Baseball in the discussion? I mean, why Nolan Ryan or why?
It's the PEDs. It hurts. I mean, Nolan Ryan maybe, but he's not in that conversation. But even like Barry Bonds would be, but Barry Bonds was a cheater. So not considered that. Or you have, you know, other like Alex Rodriguez would have been up in the conversation, but he's a cheater. Ken Griffey Jr. maybe, but not in that. He never won anything. There's nobody in baseball that you can really. I mean, Babe Ruth, I guess, would be the baseball comparison.
Or Jackie Robinson, if you're going to consider off the field stuff, off field impact, or something like that.
Right.
Well, I don't know. It's 617-779-7937 is the number if you want to call and dispute these two, Coward and a coward. Coward and Coward. Coward and Curtis. That would be a good show on the radio station in Pittsburgh.
We could go after the Honk and the Ponies.
I think it's inarguable as well. Like you said.
Well, of course you do. You're
so what? Two Hall of Fame careers, though. Thank you. That actually warmed me up, Ken. Yes. Two Hall of Fame careers. If Tom Brady retired in 2011, Hall of Famer. If Tom Brady entered the league in 2010, he's a Hall of Famer. There are only two active quarterbacks, and one won't even start this weekend due to injury. Only two active quarterbacks in the NFL now that have wins in Gillette Stadium. Cam Newton and Russell Wilson. He's lapped everyone else. They've all retired. There are guys that Tom Brady played with that are Hall of Famers that have been retired long enough to go to Canton. It's absurd. It just doesn't make any sense. None of it makes sense.
So think how lucky we are to have been here and to have seen it. Think about that. If you are witnessing the greatest athlete ever to play in a team sport, ever.
Greg, correction, you've seen a quarter of it. Could you leave early?
Well, I do leave early. Yes. Good point. I mean, today is a perfect day to leave early, by the way.
If you look at Brady, too. I was
asking for a friend.
I was like, no. I'll probably stick around for a good three or four innings here today.
Yeah. One
o'clock game?
Yeah, it's great time.
I mean, I think, unfortunately, Ken, you might want to comment on this. The Red Sox will most likely be mathematically eliminated today.
No.
That's unfortunate. I don't know, where does everybody stand on that? Like, are you expecting any kind of, as long as we're here, we might as well talk some baseball. You know, my favorite thing to talk about is America's pastime. But is Alex Cora, is his job secure?
I think it is. Go ahead, Kevin.
No, I mean, I think they publicly gave him an endorsement. I know sometimes that can be the kiss of death, but they said it, not the press conference, but Sam Kennedy has said he's safe to our guys. I don't think there's any question about that. That would be total upheaval after 1 year after winning a World Series.
That would be brutal fallout. 2 years after getting signed and all the good mojo and the karma surrounding the team last year, and Dombo takes the fall this year. I mean, maybe next year, Greg, if they can't get it out of second gear next year, I could see them.
But are you comfortable with this entire season being on one guy, and that's Dombrowski, and not on the players or on the manager? I mean, are you comfortable with that? If you're going to sit here and go, all right, today the Sox are going to be mathematically eliminated. They went from defending World Series champion to not even getting that second wild card spot. Are you comfortable with saying that's all Dave Dombrowski's fault?
Well, I think the way in which this could be on Cora is that, let's say they go after Theo Epstein, which I think they're gonna try and bring in a superstar celebrity president / GM this offseason, because that's their big splash for ticket sales and everything else and buzz. That guy is going to want to have his own manager. Maybe they like Alex Cora, but next season, if they're off to a rough start and they have a new GM who wants to make his own impact, I think Cora could be in trouble next year.
Yeah, but then, let's say maybe they let JD Martinez walk, and who knows if they're going to bring Mookie aboard, if they're going to try to sign him to a long-term extension, right? They're going to be paying off Dombrowski, then they'll be paying Cora, and they'll be eating dead contracts in the front office as much as they'll be purging the lineup of its payroll. Like, it's just going to be an absolute mess if they bring in Theo, and he says, thanks, Alex, and take your $10 million and go that way.
Well, I hear they could bring in Carl Yastrzemski as the new president of baseball operations, and then they would be able to sign Mike Yastrzemski, and it would be remarkable.
I heard they're going to trade. They're going to trade Rafael Devers for Mike Yastrzemski just for the PR. And they got to build. Like last night, I saw So you got Xander, and you got Devers, both who I believe have 50 doubles and 30 home runs.
I think they're the first two
tandem,
first two teammates.
Yep.
To have 30 in a season, which is, I mean, that's a real positive.
That's an incredible positive.
And yet they can't get a playoff spot.
The pitching. It's two things. Pitching and no clutch this year. They ran a stat the other night on the game. I did watch for at least two innings. They ran a stat the other night, Greg. The Red Sox this season are 3-57 when trailing after six. 3-57. Think about that.
Yeah.
No comeback in these kids.
There was an even bolder declaration, by the way, made by Curtis during the break, which was that Olivia Culpo is the single hottest woman on the planet.
Unbelievable! That Instagram follow is worth downloading the app alone.
How do you end up?
How do you get there?
I'm literally like as soon as the break started, Curtis is like, Olivia Culpo is the hottest woman in the... How were you flipping through Instagram?
I popped open Instagram, and she was there smiling on the beach, and I was like, holy cow. I was like, I'm awake. It's warm out.
You know, and just ask Danny Amendola. The old adage is true. You find me the hottest looking woman in the world, and I'll find you a guy who is sick of having sex with her.
Correct.
And that was it. That was the deal with it. But she's
unreal.
She's not hot. She's not hotter than Emily Ratajkowski.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
What?
Absolutely.
No, she's not.
Yes.
No, she... What?
Yes.
You're nuts.
I'm not even that in on the rat. I'm not even that in on the rat.
Really? You're not?
She's all right. Oh, Culpo.
Emily Ratajkowski is all right?
She's all right.
She's all right?
She's got that weird abdomen thing going on, kid. It looks like all her...
I don't know. She's a little too Picasso for me.
She misrepresented herself on Tinder, and I was really offended.
Yeah, I don't like... It's all filters, Greg.
Those lips aren't real. Wait,
guys, is this a metaphor? Are we in Hitchcock's The Birds? There's like 500 seagulls that are storming Fenway.
They're having a field day.
Yes. Well, you can hear in the background they are blowing Fenway Park. If I could
put what roaches here?
If I could
where's
put
Pete
it,
Abraham?
If I could put it that way, that's what they do is they clean.
Hose it down and then they blow it.
Yeah, it's a 1 o'clock game today.
Well, they do the same. They used to do the same to Curtis to get him ready for the morning show.
Let's talk to Mike, who is in the car this morning. And Mike, what's going on?
Hey, Greg, how you doing?
Well, it's a little chilly here for September, for early September at Fenway. But other than that, doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well. I know I'm in Central Mass. It's 30 degrees out here. But Greg, you're great to listen to. But I had to call. As great as Brady is, let's not get beside ourselves here. It's got to be Jordan. 6-for-6, 6-0 in the finals. And by the way, 6 championship MVPs. Every time this guy went to the finals, not only did he win, but he also brought home the MVP hardware. And
he also made a reasonable run at playing 2 professional sports.
Well, and the downside with Jordan, though, is Brady always gets crap for having Belichick. He had Phil Jackson, one of the greatest coaches of all time, and he had Pippen, another Hall of Famer, on all those championship teams. Brady has never played with the same player of that caliber in his
career.
The
whole way, though, yes, he had Randy Moss or whatever.
But he never won with Randy Moss.
Who's the Pippen? Who's the Pippen in Brady's career? I guess you could say Gronk or Edelman, but that's in that second half of his career.
Well, Gronk's a Hall of Famer.
Oh, yeah.
So he had Gronk for 9 seasons. How long did Gronk play? 9 or 10?
Nine seasons. Don't forget, Scottie Pippen finished in the top 50 NBA players of all time. He was a hell of a baller.
All right, Mike, thank you. And this is Bobby. I think Bobby is Bobby makes a better case, I think, than Mike was making. Yes, Bobby, what's going on?
Good morning. Bill Russell, time era, and 11.
Yeah, there were like 3 teams. You can't really compare the two. I mean, Bill Russell was beating like Wichita Batcats.
He was also a foot taller than everyone else in the league.
The Wichita Baskets.
The Basket Weavers.
All right, Bobby, thank you. Yeah, I don't know. Curtis is bought in. So has the Hawk. Ken, I couldn't tell. Are you bought in on Tom Brady's the greatest team athlete ever in the history of sports?
I am. I think Curtis hit it. The only way you can criticize it or counter it is the Belichick argument. And I don't think Belichick is the key part of their dynasty. I think it's Brady, and therefore I got to agree, unfortunately.
I'm stunned you didn't bring up Deflategate as a reason against it. That's the one you were spiking.
Or Jerome Bettis.
Or Pressgate.
617-779-7937 is the number to call and to be on the show this morning, or you can text 37937 And it looks like the sun is making its way up into the sky here. We are at Fenway Park at the Sam Adams Deck. 1 o'clock start for your beloved Boston Red Sox today. We will be joined this morning not only by a bunch of winners who won their way into the broadcast and into the game today, but also by Jim Cook of Sam Adams. He's going to join us around 7 here on the Sam Adams Deck. And Brock Holt of the Boston Red Sox will join us sometime around 9 o'clock this morning on the Greg Hill Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Broadcasting live from the Sam Adams Deck at Fenway Park, it's the Greg Hill Show.
You're willing to sacrifice our love. You never take advice. Someday you'll pay the price, I know.
I've seen it morning since, I don't know, May or April. When did it start to get warm?
I don't know, June.
It's June or something.
New England.
But yeah, winter's coming. It's depressing. But it's not depressing to be here at Fenway.
No.
We're on the Sam Adams Deck overlooking the right field area here at Fenway Park. They're cleaning the park up and getting everything ready for a 1 o'clock game today.
Mm-hmm.
The seagulls are, like, I feel like we're under attack by seagulls.
Yeah,
here.
Cold doesn't seem to be bothering the seagulls. There are legitimately about 200 birds swirling around the stadium, and I'm wondering, Greg, are these seagulls or vultures?
Wiggy would have liked it. Wiggy would have liked
it. Fitzy was warm melon up in the bullpen. By the way, there's a guy over there by first base that has been hosing down these 10 seats for 10 minutes. Guy, they're clean.
Well, it's been busy work.
With their first beer, you never know.
I'm sure you worked a job where you were able to keep yourself busy doing one thing for like the first 4 hours of the day.
Oh, yeah, this one,
Curtis.
Yeah, like LB.
Curtis,
the movie theater in Quincy in high school.
I mean, yeah, he has been hosing down that one area for like the last 45
minutes. Oh, now his hose is stuck. He's pissed.
Maybe there was some kind of an accident. Yeah. You know, oftentimes kids eat too much when they go to the ballpark.
Mm-hmm. I think Mutt was actually sitting down there.
There you go. That's your first one, ladies and gentlemen, if you're doing Curtis Burns Mutt Bingo.
I feel like we need some kind of a warning drone about seagull excrement.
Yeah.
Like did you see that thing about the guy who was warned about the shark by the drone in Australia?
That's amazing.
Not. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. This guy was on a surfboard, and somebody's operating their drone. Apparently, you have to be worried wherever you are at any moment that there could be a drone in the area that is monitoring you. But the drone issued this shark warning. I think, Ken, we have some audio on this, right? This is from Australia. We'll take a listen to this.
Shark, shark, shark. Evacuate the water immediately. There is a shark in the water. Please evacuate immediately. Shark, shark, shark. There is a shark in the water. Please evacuate immediately.
Can we get the organic audio from the drone and play that on the show periodically? Because that is amazing.
A panic. Like I
would go into a complete. Hey, mate, there's a shark out there.
That's a complete. That would completely panic me.
Oh, I would. The water would just fill up with one and two. I would just go into an absolute complete release.
Wow.
If you heard, I don't care what accident it would be. Well, this is going to be coming to Cape Cod. Then you got to figure by next year. Shark, shark, shark. There's a shark in the water, dude. Get out of here.
But honestly, pretty good. I mean, that beneficial. Beneficial use of drones.
Oh yeah.
I would gladly have a drone. Wouldn't you, if you're out in Nantucket or down in the Deep Port, and you're swimming, and they could detect a shark 50 yards away or 100 yards away with a drone, I wouldn't mind hearing the hum of that fan knowing that I'm safe.
Yeah, and they could warn people, like, if somebody's wearing a bathing suit that they're not in the physical condition to be wearing, they could warn you, like, you know.
Or if Olivia Culpo has a new Instagram post.
Yeah. Do you have notifications turned on for her? Of course you do, you creep.
Shock, shock, shock.
Maybe.
Curtis.
Maybe they could do, like, if you've been walking it all around the city of Boston of late, then you might need that because of the bike people.
It's a person on a bicycle.
Yeah, the person on a bicycle. Like, they could have drones around to warn you when some bike person is about to run you over and then swear at you if you happen to be anywhere near the bike lane.
And then point to their GoPro that they're wearing. It's like, I get it, Frank. You got me on tape opening my car door. Beat it.
When did the bike lanes become bigger than the actual traffic lanes in the city of Boston? Have you noticed that?
They're huge. They're enormous. They're the same size. And if they drift into your lane, it's your fault.
Right.
If you drift into their lane, it's your fault. They're the most self-righteous people on planet Earth. I can't stand them.
And where are they going that they're in such a hurry for? Like, I mean, like, honestly, I know.
Their startup? To a WeWork?
If you're honestly,
to the dispensary.
Like, they're going to the dispensary. Yeah, it's an emergency trip to the dispensary. But like, honestly, and I get this. I probably am not paying as much attention as I should be when I'm walking. But if you dare to drift 5 inches into the green bike lane and they're coming along, they berate you with every expletive in the book, like because you happen to be in their bike lane.
They're so angry,
but the pedestrian always has the pedestrian is always supposed to have the right of way.
Correct.
Like, even over, I mean, certainly over cars, but also over bikes.
I love when they get mad at you for things like opening the car door, maybe, and not, you know, doing the look over the left shoulder thing, but then they proceed to ignore all the rules of the road, like stopping for a red light. They'll turn down a one way the wrong way. I'm like, oh, bro, you can't do that and then have all the leeway with the
Southie,
other stuff.
They go down the wrong way constantly. I'm driving and there's somebody coming around the corner head on in the wrong way on the side streets of South Boston, and they're flipping you off because you're, I don't know,
driving the right way.
And if you're, like, if you're in traffic and you need to get around a car, so maybe you pull into, because someone's taking a left, you pull into the bike lane.
No.
I've seen them stop, go perpendicular with their bike, write down your license plate, take pictures, be like, no, no, you're not getting away. You're not getting away. I'm reporting you.
I mean, I was in an Uber the other day, and the lady was telling me that a biker hit her Uber and knocked her mirror off, and then took off, like, yelled at her, and then took off. Like, what? Isn't that leaving the scene of an accident on a bike?
I believe actually there's someone who works on this program who has a similar story. Your vice president of social media, Stanley Stiz Grimey, was driving the Uber, and he didn't clip a bicyclist, or a cyclist, if you will. It came near one. The guy came over and punched his driver's side mirror off and told him,
You're kidding me.
No, punched his mirror off.
Is he in today?
He punched the mirror off while berating and cursing Stiz while he's driving
off.
Took off.
Yeah, that happened, Greg.
Really?
Yeah, and then I got out the car and I tried to chase him, but he was on a bike and there was nothing I could do.
Where were you?
On Mass Ave over by BMC. Go figure, Methadone Mile.
You sound like you're on Methadone Mile this morning. What happened? He attacked you?
I was in the right lane, and I had to pull over to the right. I turned my right blinker on. I went to pull over, and out of nowhere, this guy on a bike came flying by. And he kept going, and I was just, I turned around, and I was talking to the passenger, and I'm like, these people on bikes are getting out of control. And she was like, yeah, I know, it's crazy. And then next thing I know, I hear, boom! I look up to my left, the guy had circled back, and he's just punching my side mirror. And he hit it like two or three times, the thing's dangling off, and then he just started pedaling away.
Did you say anything?
I got out the car, my car running, keys in it on Mass Ave. I chased him for like 30, 40 yards, but there was no way I was going to catch him.
When it's like a grown man running after a dude on a bicycle. Could you not defend yourself? I mean, what kind of a man are you?
It happened in a matter of 15 seconds. Like, by the time I knew what was going on, like I said, he had already started pedaling away. I got out my car and started chasing him, but he was on a bike. There was nothing I could do.
Yeah, got out of my car, please. That was English.
It's never going to happen.
I got out my
car.
He's
seen this
guy coming.
And then I had to call the police, and the police came, and they took a report, but they were pretty much like, yeah, I know. But they were pretty much like, you know, listen, there's nothing really we can do.
I know. Because they can't do anything. Nobody can do anything. Bicyclists, what are we supposed to call them?
Person on a bicycle.
You've got to be kidding.
Yes.
Person on a cyclist
dehumanizes them now.
Didn't you know there were massive social justice warrior complaints about the word cyclist?
What?
Because it dehumanizes them.
How?
Because you're not
because they ride
them,
a bike.
You're not looking at them as a person. So you have to call it. You can't call them cyclists. You have to call them person on a bike. So, but they're the new.
Be a drinker. Am I a person with a beer?
They are the new. they are the new flight attendants. You know how after September 11th, the flight attendants became drunk with power.
Yes.
The people on bikes, person on bicycle, they are drunk with power.
Yeah.
They you can't say anything to them. You can't get in their way. They don't follow the rules of the road. I mean, it's alarming. It's alarming.
I think this is also somewhat of Lance Armstrong's fault because he really made biking popular. Wow. So not only did he cheat and ruin the career of dozens of people, he also led us to this moment.
All right. Well, we're at Fenway Park. Sun is coming up. Hopefully, it's going to warm things up a little bit. We got a bunch of listeners that are here today for the game. We're going to take everybody over to the Capitol Grill for lunch. I'm going to have a salad, probably just a small, like a side salad.
Disingenuous. Plenty of fish called. They want you to put a new photo of your lunch.
Yeah. Steak is not an acceptable filter on Plenty of Fish.
So we're going to take everybody to lunch at the Capitol Grill and then come back and enjoy some exciting Red Sox action beginning at 1 o'clock today here at friendly Fenway Park. But on the show this morning, Jim Cook of Sam Adams will join us in just a little bit here at the Sam Adams Deck, and Brock Holt of the Red Sox coming up around 9 on the Greg Hill Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.